We find out Joe Morrow's going to be out at least a couple of weeks here. I guess just a thought on losing him as somebody that you've had a lot of ice with lately.
Yeah, it's always tough when you see a guy go down for a little bit. But, you know, we've gone through it before. We have guys that can step in, step up. So hope he gets better as fast as he can. And in the meantime, we'll try and hold the fort down.
Obviously, and you kind of just mentioned it there, you guys have gone through a lot of guys banged up on the blue line this year.
Yeah, you know, the last couple of years, it happens. There's going to be times of the year where guys go down, whether it's a D or a forward. But, you know, I think that's one of our great strengths on our team. We have a lot of depth. And, you know, we've shown that we can be successful when guys go down, and we'll try and do that again.
Does it seem, Tyler, like every time you're on the cusp of getting everybody kind of healthy on that blue line core, something else happens?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like that sometimes, but, you know, every team goes through injuries. You know, it's just a matter of how you handle them. You know, we've done a great job even dating back to last year. You know, we keep playing at a level that, you know, allows us to be successful. And, you know, that's the mindset, that's the preparation, no matter who's in or out. And we'll do that again tomorrow night.
Well, you guys have met some opponents lately who certainly have some desperation or urgency to their game. Can it be tough when you guys are in the position you're in to try and match that urgency or manufacture it even?
I mean, I would say sometimes it can be a challenge for sure. You know, it's a good position for us to be in. It means we have a good team. It means we're, you know, played pretty consistent. I think when you have teams coming in who, you know, are a little bit more desperate in terms of where they are in the standings, it's good for us. You know, it forces us to get to a level to start creating habits against teams who are going to, you know, bring some playoff hockey into the arena. And, you know, for us, it's getting to that level and no matter what the situation is. And for the most part, I think we've done that. You just got to keep pushing forward.
Just wanted to ask you about the power play, which has been a very effective weapon for you guys most of the season. Obviously, a bit of a tough stretch here over the last half dozen. Do you think it's anything you guys are doing differently, or just kind of one of those mid-season lulls that some teams go through?
I'd be really surprised going into a year if we said that we weren't going to face a little adversity on our special teams at some point during the year. It's not something I'm worried about at all. You know, our guys that we have on the power play, we'll get it going here at some point, soon. And, you know, when it does, we'll have a stretch where we're the hottest power play in the league. So a little adversity right now. You know, we've shown that we've handled it well. Fight through things like that, and it's just an aspect of the game that we'll do just that. And
it's the way the game went in Ottawa last weekend, kind of looking forward to seeing them again here tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought we played a pretty good game in Ottawa. You know, they obviously got the best of us, but we did a lot of good things. We created a lot of chances. Like, you know, I don't know the exact shots, but I know it was pretty high. And you know, the goalie played well last game, and, you know, I think playing him so quick after a game like that gives us an opportunity to get one back on him. And, you know, that's the focus each and every night, but, you know, it'll be nice to face him again here soon.
Tyler, do you pay any attention at all to strength of schedule?
To the what?
The strength of schedule that you guys have remaining. So there's a story out that says that you guys have the toughest strength of schedule heading down the stretch here. Do you guys pay any attention to that at all, or does it not really matter?
Yeah, I haven't. I don't think many of the guys in the room pay attention to that. It doesn't matter who we play. You know, our preparation going into a game is the level we have to get to. You know, the type of game that we have to play to be successful. It doesn't matter, who it might be against in the standings. Certainly look at things they do systematically, but whether a team's hot or a team's cold or where they are in the standings, it's the same preparation.
Would you prefer, though, to play playoff teams heading down the stretch knowing that that's kind of the level of hockey that will be there come April?
Yeah, I think it gives us a good chance to get up to that playoff style hockey, going into the playoffs. Usually this time of year, whether it's a team in the playoffs or a team that's already been eliminated, it's tough hockey. Teams always find something to play for, no matter where they are in the standings this time of year, going into the last 20-25 games. For us, it's developing a consistency that we want to bring into the playoffs.
Like last night against Colorado, I mean, can you feel that type of desperation from a team? Like, and what do you have to do when you kind of, I guess, feel that? What's the mentality, I suppose?
Oh, definitely felt that they were a desperate hockey team. It almost felt like, they were approaching that game when we started. It was the biggest game of the year for them. And we were a step off. And like I said before, that's sometimes the challenge when you're in a position that we're in. But, I'm not saying we've done that a lot this year. I think we've been really good at bringing the level of game that we need to be where we are in the standings pretty consistently. So, if we have teams coming in who are playoff bound teams who are going to provide us a tough schedule, that's, I would look at that as a positive going into the playoffs.